is that what they'll post?
Yeah, they'll say your trail.
Yeah, that
yeah.
Paint
stuff.
Yeah, in the street.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that crap, all that yeah. Paint cheap lines in the street. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, if that's what people want to do, you know, and they believe that it draws tourists, well, then, whatever grabs you.
Right. Okay, now, I'm interested in whether or not these parks, okay, like some of the neighborhoods have different names.
Yes.
Do any of these parks have different names to particular communities, such as Black? Say a park that has an official name might have different name within a Black to the people in the neighborhood.
Well, the pool and park was park playground, whatever it is, on Davis Avenue. It's now called the Joe Radford Thomas Recreation Area Building, whatever. Just named that 4 or 5 years ago. Prior to that, it was just plain old Davis Avenue Recreation Center, you know, with the playground and park and this type of pool. The one out in Maysville. I don't know, people just... When you're in the Davis Avenue area and somebody says, let's go to the rec.
Okay,
you know where you're going. You're going to Joe Radford Park, Joe Radford Thomas Recreation Center.
That particular recreation.
Right.
It's just the rec.
Right, the rec.
Right, that's kind of what I wanted to know. Are there any other short names or places or parks or something other than neighborhoods? Is there anything else you think I should know? About names, because I'm interested in what other people call names too, as well as what they call.
I guess that, the more we talk, these things will come out. But you know, in terms of just knowing them, I have them right at the tip of my tongue. I couldn't really say. Let's see, names that. Excuse me.
An outsider like myself, just coming into the city, if I heard the wreck, I would know they're talking about.
Suppose somebody says, let's go to the island.
The island?
Yeah.
I would guess it'd be Dolphin Island.
No.
Well, it's not?
No.
Okay, what's it
called? Mon Louis Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you pass by it to get to Dolphin Island. And it is...
Where some Creole people live?
Right. On Chestang Beach, down that area.
If I drove down there, would I see them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they interesting? Or can you even tell by looking at them?
Yeah, you can tell.
You can tell?
Mm-hmm. Great.
What do you like?
They are... They are brown skin, generally. I mean, the colors vary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hues vary.
You can tell that they're not black?
Yeah,
and
you can tell that they're not white. Right. Just like you can tell the Cajuns of North Mobile County, not black or white. You may find... show you how the mixture is, you may see one that'd be my complexion with blue or gray eyes, you know,
or
this
maybe
type
straight
thing.
Hair.
Or with straight hair. And you can find one with red hair, blonde hair, very thick lips, very broad nose. And you know, they stand out in the crowd.
Wow. Yeah. Are there a lot of beautiful people?
Yeah.
In this?
Yeah.
I bet there's some of the women are beautiful.
They are very attractive. They are attractive. I don't know. Now, I have known about 6 personally, because when I was in the Naval Service Center, I had about 5, 6 working for me. But, and all of these, all the women had early 20s, mid-20s, went through a very drastic physical change.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if this is how wide across the board this is, but... faces start sagging and this type of thing, and
they look older.
I just know one now. I saw her